Do you wish your developers had less permanent access to AWS? Has the complexity of Amazon's reference architecture for temporary elevated access caused you to sob uncontrollably? With CIM, you can protect your cloud infrastructure with customizable, just-in-time access workflows that can be set up in minutes. By automating the access request lifecycle, CIM helps you reduce the scope of default access while keeping your developers moving quickly. Say goodbye to your cloud access woes with CIM. Go to simops.com/Corey to learn more. That's simops.com/Corey. I've been waiting to tell this story for a while now. Longtime followers of my various nonsense might recall that in years past, I was very much opposed to the idea of local development for cloud workloads, particularly serverless projects. You can't develop on a plane with remote dev, but honestly, how often is that a problem? Was one of my points, as an example. Then, towards the end of 2021, I suddenly stopped talking about mocking cloud services locally, but, you know, obviously didn't stop mocking them in general. This was the result of a single conversation with the founders of LocalStack, a company based on a project that came out of Atlassian. The premise of LocalStack is simply to emulate AWS APIs and their responses for local development, which is an idea that always struck me as a little bit goofy for two primary reasons. The first is that AWS has a lot of services, each with their own sprawling APIs. That's one hell of a lot of surface area to cover. It would be borderline impossible to cover the majority of them, along with their various behaviors. And second, developing against an ersatz implementation of AWS services inherently means that you're reducing the fidelity of your development environment as compared to production. Down this path lies a whole mess of trouble of the works on my machine variety. The LocalStack team's answer to these was rather insightful and, with the benefit of hindsight, blindingly obvious. Okay, Corey, so imagine a large enterprise that onboards a few thousand developers a year. Some percentage of them are going to need to learn how AWS works. How do you build effective guardrails that let them develop against the platform without introducing a whole bunch of friction or alternately running the risk of cost overruns and data leakage? So then look at the large customer environments that you encounter. How many services are they using on a daily basis that are meaningful workload components for their applications? And for those services, just how much of the API surface are they really working with? Now, I started that conversation expecting to affirm my relatively low opinion of their approach, and I ended it by asking to invest in their company. And I've been a very small investor in LocalStack ever since. With their launch of LocalStack 2.0, now seems to be as good a time as any to talk about what my experience with it has been like.
This episode is brought to us by our friends at Chaos Search. Chaos Search transforms Amazon S3 in your account into a search and SQL analytical database with unlimited data retention. That's right. Just stream your data into your existing S3 storage, connect it to Chaos Search, and voila! You can instantly use the built-in OpenSearch dashboards or the Elastic and SQL APIs to achieve best-of-breed observability, create a security data lake, and gain deeper application insights. Chaos Search reduces your existing analytics costs by at least 30%, and in many cases, 80% of your current costs. Companies like Equifax, Blackboard, Armor, and more are all using Chaos Search to deliver better, faster insights at a fraction of their prior solutions cost. Chaos Search has revolutionized big data analytics. So visit chaossearch.io today to see how they can help you and tell them I sent you just because I enjoy watching people flinch.
So let's talk about what I've actually done with it. In a cloud security equivalent of a memento mori, I have a website that actively checks whether IAM has failed open globally. You can see for yourself at hasiamfailedopenyet.com. It's pretty cloud native because it's an API gateway that's connected to a Lambda function. And when it's invoked, it checks whether it has permissions to access something that it very explicitly does not. Should that call ever succeed, it'll display a radically different message than its current all is well page. And all of this is deployed via the CDK and works super well. The single change I had to make to my code base before I dive into it on LocalStack, because I'm lazy to fix it the proper way for this, is that I've hard coded the zone ID for the Route 53 zone into my code. So I quickly created a Route 53 zone locally and swapped the values out, and then everything's fine. Because then all it takes is a simple CDK local bootstrap and then a CDK local deploy. In less than 90 seconds, it generated a CloudFormation template, uploaded it to my local computer's endpoint, and provisions the 35 resources that I defined via the CDK. That includes S3 buckets, API gateway integrations, Lambda functions, which in turn, of course, are executing on Docker containers locally, and most usefully for latency purposes, ersatz ACM certificates that have been DNS validated. Its CloudFront emulation doesn't bother to include the several minutes of waiting around for it to update globally as a blocking condition. It just updates the thing and it carries on. And when it completes, I can visit the site locally and see exactly what you see when you visit hasiamfailedopenyet.com. Though, admittedly, in some of my testing, I did have to click through a TLS certificate error first because it's, you know, not real. I'm able to rapidly iterate on the site, redeploy it, and never incur a penny of AWS charges while I'm doing it. The breadth of AWS API coverage that they've managed to deliver is pretty breathtaking, and their customer list reads like a who's who of enterprises that take their business seriously. Now, while I wouldn't use this for everything, I absolutely will be using it for a subset of things I don't really feel like paying big money on for AWS development. And of course, since it works on any arbitrary laptop, you can suddenly emulate AWS on a plane, which is where I did the experiment I just described to you.